It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
NBC 10 Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
Are there guys who kick with both legs?
Send me naked pictures of you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Naughty but good. That guy was really having a day. All right, it's Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We have a story from Oregon. Going to Pac-12 country.
Whereabouts in Oregon?
Great question. I can get you that answer.
You know, the wife spent time in Eugene.
She did.
The U of O. Yep.
She did. Yeah, this is an Oregon man.
Greg, thank you. I wanted to get that in there. Yep.
Clackamas County.
Ooh.
Any idea?
Nope.
Nope. All right.
Probably Eastern Oregon.
I thought Florida had the market corner.
All the counties.
Oh, good boy. Yeah, a lot of county talk down there. Yeah,
they love their counties.
Yep.
But no, this is a strange one, and we'll find out what happened.
A disturbing story out of Clackamas County this morning.
Disturbing story out of Clackamas County. I know that's a kind of a wide net, but do you want to guess?
A disturbing story?
That's right.
Let's go with more foot stuff. I feel like we're in the foot vein.
We did have a really good foot story last week.
Maybe a little disturbing Tootsie talk here.
Foot stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, foot stuff.
It could be in that wheelhouse.
Foot stuff on the brain after last week. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
A disturbing story out of Clackamas County this morning where a man is accused of living in the crawl space of someone's home.
Well, I'll give you partial credit.
Yeah.
The guy has feet. So I'll give you partial credit.
He got there somehow.
Living in a crawl space.
Yeah.
The old living in a crawl space. You ever seen the movie Parasite?
No.
It won Best Picture, Jones.
Spoiler alert for Hunter Henry? I'm sorry.
No.
Surprise meter?
No, you're in on it the whole time. Oh, okay. Surprise that they won?
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think. People Under the Stairs? You ever see that one in the 90s?
No.
People are living inside the house. Like inside the house.
Okay.
Oh, the latest Invisible Man? Somebody was living in the house.
Good one, Nick. This happened. This guy was clearly inspired by
the invisible guy need to be in the crawl space, or could he just go wherever he wanted? He's invisible.
He was in the attic.
He just go wherever you want.
Yeah, you could. This one, they actually had, like, technology.
Ah.
Like, they had a suit that could make you invisible.
Which is famously a superpower you would choose.
Which, trust me, you can't find it. I looked everywhere for this suit. They don't sell this suit. I was all over Amazon. I was on the dark web. Like, where's this invisible suit? I need it for a project.
Timu. Everywhere. Just
look this badly. Don't do this to me.
County this morning where a man is accused of living in the crawl space of someone's home. Clackamas County deputies were called to a condo complex on Southeast Old Town Court near Happy Valley late Wednesday morning.
This is so specific. County, the address, the street.
The county twice.
We're 10 seconds into the story, and they've rapid-fired the county, the address, the streets that it's near.
We've geolocated everything we need to at this point.
You're like, okay, what is happening in the story? You don't just tell me where it is.
On Southeast Old Town Court near Happy Valley late Wednesday morning.
A lot of sunlight there. Faces northeast.
You know, the old restaurant, the bowling alley, it's kind of near that. Like, it's kind of like a soft left. You kind of go by it.
There's a barn. Go past that.
You've gone too far.
Yeah.
You see the barn, you've gone way too far.
On Southeast Old Town Court near Happy Valley, late Wednesday morning.
Great.
They say the owner of one of the spaces noticed activity in their crawl space. They told...
Okay. That was my nickname in high school.
If I had to guess on the activity.
Yeah, what was the activity in the crawl space?
I don't know that I could say it on the air, but okay. There's some activity in the crawl space.
Yeah.
It's like when Dennis and Dee went under the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore.
True.
Something like that.
There are no laws in the crawl space.
No. I'm going to...
Okay, all right,
President.
They say the owner of one of the spaces noticed activity in their crawl space. They told deputies they heard strange noises in the past and saw light...
God.
Strange noises in the crawl space.
All right.
That would do it.
That is a new movie.
I would call somebody. Yeah.
Noises in the crawl space.
Yeah, it could be coming to Netflix any day now.
Yeah.
They told deputies they heard strange noises in the past and saw light coming from behind their sealed crawl space door. That's when officials forced the door open and found 40-year-old Benyamin Bukur living inside.
They got him.
Yep.
They said, hey, we got him.
They sure did.
Yep.
Light behind the sealed crawl space door.
Yep.
And there's just a 40-year-old man in there. Again, we haven't quite heard the full extent of what he's doing.
Well, not to tell you how to live your life, but if you're in somebody's house, you're living in the crawl space, right?
Yep.
You don't have to pay rent because you're kind of... find a way in.
Maybe don't turn lights on.
Cool it with the lights.
Yeah.
If you know the people are home, maybe kill the lights. Don't make weird noises. It just kind of like see it out. They go to work. Then you do whatever you want.
Maybe keep it to yourself in there. Whatever is going on.
Flick the lights on. Yeah. Make all noises you want. But as soon as they come back home, cool it.
Right.
Cool it. You're going to blow up your spot.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan. 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Benyamin Bukur living inside with a bed, lights, and TVs all powered by the condo's electricity.
Right. That TV is definitely excessive.
You brought a TV in
there.
He's like, I got to watch my stories.
Laughing at Seinfeld?
Yeah. He's just watching old Seinfeld. He's got Pluto. Pluto's free.
You
get a TV
point.
In there. You hook up to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like, who's watching Pluto right now?
Yeah, there's a good King of Queens on right now.
He's loving it.
Yeah.
Authorities believe he'd been there for quite some time. They also found a pipe with white residue, which they say tested positive for meth.
Yeah, that
tracks.
Okay, yeah, now we're getting there.
Yeah, okay.
That would excuse the noises, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know about the TV, but...
The man was charged with burglary and drug possession. He's being held on a $75,000 bond.
Okay, so there you go.
If someone's in the crawl space in your home...
Yeah. I don't think they can fit. I don't even know if I have a
smoking
crawl space.
Meth, watching TV?
Yeah.
At a certain point in time, it's on you that you haven't noticed this.
Yeah.
Right?
Inside of it... Meth.
I don't want to victim blame.
No, we're not doing that,
but
obviously.
At some point.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you notice someone's living in there watching TV? Smoking meth.
Yeah.
I would think.
I would think so, too.
I'm on crack.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, but that is it's an odd one. It's happened in a lot of films. You can get in there, and you probably could have gotten away with it.
Yeah, just.
But
mute,
no.
Mute the TV.
Mute the TV.
Yeah.
Put the subtitles on. I do it when the kids are asleep. You know, put the subtitles sometimes.
I hate the subtitles.
I know. I'm so used to it now.
Maybe that's what's going on. I'm trying to read the subtitles. What's that saying?
What is it? Huh?
What? I'm lost.
Yeah, not
what's
good.
What's going on?
Not good. But he has full electricity and like outlets in there. How do you get a TV in there?
I guess in a crawl space. Maybe they hook those up these
days.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh, Barbarian, another crawl space movie.
Oh yes, good one.
Yeah. Oh, they're popular.
Yeah, Mount Rushmore of the crawl space movies.
Barbarian, Parasite, People Under the Stairs. And what was the other one you said, Nick?
I said Invisible Man.
Invisible Man. Ah, get that in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Crawl space movies.
That's a good
Might
Mount
be
Rushmore.
The next dork podcast right there. Crawl space movies.
All right.
That's not bad. There's also a movie called Crawl Space.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a little on the nose.
I feel like I didn't even need to bring this up today. It's clearly an inside job. Like, this guy clearly works.
Yeah,
works
he knows the people.
Somewhere with all these condos, I'm pretty sure he's doing some work there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a clear inside job, I'd say.
Yeah. The definition.
Hence the access.
Yeah.
But that's the madness every Tuesday, most Thursdays, here on Jones and Keith.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.